Welcome to Trader News. My name is Isha Kamdar.
And my name is Catherine McGowan.
And today we'll be doing our bi-weekly podcast. First, we have Phil coming to us with news on the marching band.
Yep.
Hi, Phil.
So,
welcome to the show.
Hello. This weekend, we heard that there was nationals.
There was. The marching band traveled to Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is that's where USSBA, that's the national band program, that's where they're based.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the nationals competition. We went up against, we went up against four other bands, mostly from New Jersey. And we were able to take first with a score, I think it was 92.79. And that was two more points than the team in second place. So that's
really?
That's pretty
wow.
That's a pretty good gap for
awesome.
For nationals.
How do they exactly score you? Like, what criteria?
Well, we're not really allowed to know too much how much they score us. Like, I don't know how much you just weighed, but the big things, it's music, musical accuracy, just how you sound, form maintenance, if the forms look right. If it's a circle, it shouldn't look awful. So,
mm-hmm.
And then also they judge us really big on the creativity and the quality of the show.
Right.
So that's not really up to us. That's whatever show we get handed. So if we're doing a more difficult show,
mm-hmm.
and say our other two categories don't stack up quite as much because it's more difficult,
mm-hmm.
we're still going to get that benefit because
mm-hmm.
we're doing a harder show. And that's a big thing with Scotch Plains is we've always done very challenging shows, and that's always paid off pretty well.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
So I know the marching band plays a big part of Raider Nation, and there was a pep band that came to the game, correct?
Yep. That's actually completely separate from the marching band. That was the pep band got started my freshman year. I think it was my freshman year. Yes. No. Sophomore year. By Mike Rosenheck, if you guys know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a senior.
Okay.
And it's been, like, passed down through each of the seniors. We normally play at the basketball games, and this was
mm-hmm.
our first outing at a soccer game, which we'd never done an outdoor venue as the pep band before.
Right.
So it was definitely a change-up. We definitely had to learn some new things
mm-hmm.
on how Raider Nation works out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely a lot of fun to come out and support the soccer team since we do have such a great program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back December once basketball season starts, and we're going to do our normal thing. We're going to do some more complicated songs than the marching band normally does.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that back in gear.
How many people from the marching band are, like, in the pep band?
The majority of the pep band is marching band members. It really depends on the day. It's
mm-hmm.
not like a strictly regimented thing. Mr. Thomas doesn't run it. It's
mm-hmm.
whatever senior is there runs it. So it's usually me and my friend Brian Buchanan are running it this year. It really ranges. We've had days where we have 20 people in the pep band, which is huge for us.
Nice.
But then we've also had days when we had like 6 people in the pep
right.
band or
mm-hmm.
like 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
So
depends.
Yeah, we try and make all the games we can. I don't think I've ever missed a pep band performance, but it really just depends on everyone's availability.
Awesome. Well, this is like what Raider Nation's all about, the
yeah.
soccer and all the athletic stuff coming together with the music department. So thank you so much for coming. Would you like to sign our wall?
I actually have signed the wall. I'm right
okay.
up there because I'm a return customer.
Oh. All right, thank you.
Have a good day. So now we're going to move on to announcements. Powder Puff Football is this Wednesday, November 26th at 12:30 p.m. There will be a freshman versus sophomore game at 12:30 and a junior versus senior game at 1 o'clock. The winners from each bracket will play each other for the championship. All money raised will be donated to the Seeing Eye Foundation of NJ. Come have fun and support a Seeing Eye Dog. Forms are available outside room 268 and from any DECA officer.
Psychology Club is back up and running. Discussion topics have been revamped and are better than ever. The club will meet once a month on the first Thursday of each month. Come to room 214 this Thursday. We will discuss the importance of sleep. Do not miss out on these exciting revelations. Lastly, winter track.
There will be a meeting for all boys and girls interested in winter track and field tomorrow, Wednesday, November 12th at 2:30 p.m. in room 256. See Mr. Cagle, if you are interested but unable to attend.
All right. Now we're moving on to our story of the day. So in case you haven't heard, 1989 not the year, the album. T-Swift.
By Taylor Swift.
Dropped the album. It's been great, right? Have you listened to their songs yet?
I've listened to a couple songs. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but I think it's different from like her
usual music.
It's like new. She's like now a pop singer, I guess, not a country singer.
So this article says that one of the people from Spotify quoted, I'm quoting one of the people from Spotify, Swift sold more than 1.2 million copies of 1989 in the U.S. in its first week, and that's awesome. We hope she sells a lot more because she's an exceptional artist producing great music, EK notes. But she's the only artist who has sold more than a million copies in an album's first week since 2002. In the old days, multiple artists sold multiple millions every year. That just doesn't happen anymore. People's listening habits have changed, and they're not going to change back. You can't look at Spotify in an isolation. Even though Taylor can pull her music off Spotify, where we license and pay for every song we've ever played, her songs are all over services and sites like YouTube and SoundCloud, where people can listen to all they want for free. To say nothing of the fans who will turn back just from pirate services like Grooveshark. And sure enough, if you looked up a top spot on pirate eBay last week, there was 1989. So basically, she took her album off of Spotify.
All of her music.
It's kind of like a controversy because people are still listening to it for free, but I mean, she has the right to be in charge of what her music is and where it's played.
So. Yeah, and it says in the article that she was getting $6 million like for having her music on Spotify, but since she took off her music from Spotify, she's gotten already $12 million from selling the album. So I think it's helped her like selling her album and stuff. It's just like kind of annoying to, I guess, the buyer's perspective, and if they don't want to buy it and they just want to listen to the music for free. But there's so many other like sites to like listen to music for free. So,
Of course. I think it was a good move on Taylor's part. She's doing a great job of being herself, and like I love her song Shake It Off. She's changing what she usually sings about. She usually sings about like boys and breakups, but now it's more saying like that's not all she's about. She's a bigger person than just that. And she's a great person. I think she's inspiring. So that's our Taylor Swift part of our portion. And now we're going to move on to this weekend. So, Catherine, you got your wisdom teeth taken out, didn't you?
I did.
Tell us about that.
It really wasn't that bad. Like, I don't really remember much. They obviously, like, put me under anesthesia. And then I woke up and I was like confused, I didn't know what was going on, but like I think that I handled it pretty well. Like, yeah, I went to swimming that night. I didn't get in, but like I was sat on the side, did push ups and crushes and whatever, like on the side of the pool.
Right. You were on Luby Gas too, right?
I was talking about Dylan O'Brien and how I want to marry him. And so that was interesting. I have videos.
Your videos. Yeah. That's for
we
next
can look
time.
At them later. So here, Isha, you went to
Shaping Sounds. I wore the shirt
Friday.
Today just for this. It's if you are a dancer, you'll know what I'm talking about. But Travis Wall, he's like my favorite choreographer ever. He has his own company, which he dances in. It's like I think 12 people, and it's a whole story. It's like a show. It's an hour and a half, I think, maybe 2 hours, and it's basically it's this crazy thing. Like you think you'd be bored. Like sometimes I get bored by ballets and stuff, but it was so good. It was like every style, and it was a story of like this girl and this guy. It was like a love story, but like they both die, but not really, since they go through the seven sins, and it's like this crazy thing. It's really good, so you should check it out.
Where'd you see it?
It's called Shaping Sound. In NJ Pack. It's cool. In Newark, I think, so right by the city.
That's nice.
A little sketch area, but it's a lot of fun. We got our own box, so you could like look down and see the show. It's really good. I feel very inspired. It was nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're moving on to our life hacks. Our usual.
All right.
So, do you have a paper due? Need to not get distracted by the internet? KeepMeOut.com lets you block sites for certain periods of time, so you'll stay focused at the task on hand.
If you're struggling to remember a word, clench your fist. It increases brain activity and improves memory.
Unless you have long nails like me, then it might just like hurt you, but just be careful. If you find hair on your food at a restaurant, heavily salt it before sending it back to the kitchen to make sure you got a new order. So just to make sure, like, they didn't just give you back the same thing.
Like, just to take the hair out.
Right. Just to make sure. Yeah.
And then last but not least, eating salmon helps your hair grow faster. So, that's interesting.
Now for more on Taylor Swift, here's our resident music critic, Tyler Hubbard. Please join us.
Hey, Tyler.
Hi, girl.
How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good.
Good.
So, do you like Taylor Swift? Are you a fan?
Tell us about how you felt about her a couple years ago compared to now. Everything.
Well, when she first came out, I was like preteen, like middle school, so of course I was into her. And then I kind of got older, I got more into like alternative, like indie stuff, and so she kind of like phased out for me. But now she's kind of done this really cool like transformation. She's not so much country, she's like a mix of a lot of different stuff, and she's more like relatable, but she's still really cute and awkward, so I love her again. Taylor Swift, she's great.
Yay, okay, thank you so much. Now we're gonna have Amber Simmons for her opposing view on Taylor Swift. Okay, so tell us about your opinion on Taylor Swift going back from a couple years to now and everything.
Okay, so as Taylor said, when she first came out, I was like in my preteen, so I did like her a little bit.
Right.
Like her first album. And then I really don't like her now.
Why not?
Why not? Tell us.
I don't like her songs. I think like they're just typical now. It's like the same.
They're basic, stereotypical.
Yeah, it's just I know what she's gonna do. It's like predictable. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think she's that good of a singer.
Who do you think is better than Taylor Swift? Who would you rather listen to than
Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Queen Same. D. Yes. Okay, well thanks.
Thank you.
Alright.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good day. Bye. See you.
See you around town.
All right, now we have Mr. Moscow for his interview on Taylor Swift.
So the way that I see Taylor Swift, and she's not really my cup of tea musically, if I ever go out and I go on Spotify to listen to somebody, obviously I'm not going to listen to her because she's not on Spotify, but if she's ever on the radio, you know, I won't change the channel. I'll keep it on, you know? I could turn the volume a little bit higher when Shake It Off comes on. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that.
But I'm not going to go out and try to listen to Taylor Swift.
Right.
But, you know, in the background, it's fine. I don't hate her music.
Good.
You know, something, it's catchy. It's something you could bob your head along to. So, you know, yeah, I'm down.
Just letting her,
I'm down.
Just letting her be, like, doing her own thing. And
yeah, she's doing her thing.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah, you know, and it's not like I ever, like, with Tyler and Amber, I didn't go through phases or anything like that, you know. Marry Me Juliet, that song, put that, crank it, you know, it's all good stuff. I don't know the name of it, but.
Oh, you know, for Brit, Love Story, that was my song. Love Story was my song. Then what was the other one? 15, when I turned 15 this year, I liked
We Are Never Getting Back Together. That was my jam.
I really liked the things that they had on YouTube with that, like the goat screaming. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious. That's so good. That's
Oh, You Belong With Me. Oh my god. That's a classic.
She's had so many hits.
Wow. You Belong With Me and Love Story. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, like, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with T Swift.
Okay.
I mean, let her be.
Yeah.
Okay, check out your Twitter in case you aren't following SPF Radio News, then you're doing it wrong.
Okay, so basically, on our Twitter account yesterday, we asked a question. Our question was, what was your favorite thing about Teachers Convention? And we asked you to respond, and the person who gives us the best response wins a prize.
Right.
For now, it's a bag of Skittles.
For now, it's a bag of Skittles.
But I mean,
so.
as we get more followers and as we get more people like coming in, responding to our questions, we'll...
The prizes will get bigger and better,
Yes.
Basically, it's all good stuff. So our top tweet is...
From Robert Dietz. And...
At soccer7578, Robert Dietz, he tweeted at Raider News SPFHS saying, his favorite part of this weekend was just chilling and enjoying sleeping in every day. So that's our top answer. So Robert Dietz, come down and get your bag of Skittles sometime this week.
Our Dizzle.
So thank you so much for that.
Okay, so make sure that you keep checking our Twitter page and follow us so for the next time that we pose a question.
For sure, and make sure you come and tweet back at us because we love your tweets. So thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Isha Kamdar.
My name is Catherine Allen.
And it's Killing It With Keisha. And this is Ray Ray Moscow. Have a good night.
Woo!